Title: Micro Automation on Individual Slices Advanced. All right, let's get surgical. This lesson is about micro automation on individual slices in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass. We're talking tiny, fast parameter moves that happen for one hit, or even part of one hit, to make a loop feel edited, alive, and aggressive without turning your arrangement into an unreadable mess of automation lanes. The sound you're chasing here is that "how is this groove moving so much?" feeling. The secret is, it's not big changes. It's small, intentional gestures, placed exactly where the ear cares most, usually right on the transient or right after it. Before we start, quick mindset shift. Don't think automation curves. Think automation gestures. A fast jump, a tiny hold, a fast return, or a micro ramp that lasts like 5 to 30 milliseconds. That's the zone where drums start to feel performed. Step 0, set yourself up so the micro edits actually land. Set your tempo to around 172 to 176 BPM. Turn warp on for your break sample. In preferences, under record, warp, launch, make sure your default warp mode for drums is beats, and preserve is set to transients. Now set your grid to 1/16 as your normal working view, but get comfortable switching to 1/32 when you start drawing the details. Micro automation is basically Zoom living. It's easiest if you work in clip view on a tight loop, like one or two bars, and only expand later. Now step 1. Slice your break into a drum rack, because this is the cleanest way to get true per slice control. Drag your break into an audio track. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, create one slice per transient, and choose the built-in preset Slice to Drum Rack. Now each slice lives on its own pad, with its own simpler, and this is the big win. Every pad can have its own mini channel strip. That means you can put EQ, saturation, filtering, transient shaping, whatever on only that one slice. Which is exactly what we need for micro edits. Teacher tip: rename and color code right now. Seriously, name key chains like SN Main, SN Ghost, Hat, Kick. When you come back tomorrow and there's a random pitch dip somewhere, you'll thank yourself. Step 2. Program a rolling DNB pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack. Start with a basic 2-step skeleton. Kick on the downbeat, snares on the backbeats. Depending on how you count, that's basically the classic DNB anchor. Then add ghost notes. This is where micro automation becomes a superpower. Put in a low velocity ghost snare between the main snare hits, and add hats on offbeats and off 16ths. Before you automate anything, get your velocities musical. Main snare loud, ghosts quiet, hats varied. If a hit feels wrong, fix note start and velocity first. Automate second. Automation should enhance intent, not compensate for unclear rhythm. Step 3. Set up micro automation targets per slice, so you don't end up automating 20 random parameters and losing the plot. Pick 3 or 4 important pads, usually kick, main snare, ghost snare, and a hat slice. On the main snare pad, drop an EQ8, a saturator, and drum bus. Eck, high pass around 120 Hz to keep low junk out. Maybe a little presence if it needs it. Saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB as a starting point. Drum bus, a bit of drive, careful crunch, and don't overdo boom unless you really know what you're doing with your subs. On the hat pad, add auto filter and utility. High pass filter, and then utility for width control if you want stereo movement. On the ghost snare pad, auto filter, a little saturation, and optionally redux very subtly for grit. If redux clicks when you automate it, you'll handle that later with tiny ramps or by automating dry slash wet instead of a mount. Also, separate tone changes from level changes. If one slice is just louder than the others, fix that with utility gain or simpler volume first. Don't solve volume inconsistencies with saturation spikes, because that changes the timbre and you'll chase your tail. Step 4. The core technique: micro automation with clip envelopes. Click your MIDI clip, open the envelopes box in clip view. Choose the device and the parameter you want to automate. For example, saturator drive on the main snare pad. Now zoom in and switch the grid to 1/32. Here's the move: draw a quick spike only around a specific hit. Just before the snare, drive is low, maybe 2 dB. Right on the hit, jump it up, maybe 7 to 10 dB. Immediately after the transient, drop it back down. You are not trying to distort the loop constantly. You're trying to make that one hit speak harder, like an engineer punched it in by hand. And this is important: if you step too hard and you hear clicking or zipper noise, don't abandon the technique. Just soften the shape, add a 5 to 10 millisecond ramp, or move the automation so the jump happens slightly before the transient. Pre-transient changes often sound cleaner and even punchier. Great parameters to target for DNB micro automation are auto filter frequency, saturator drive, drum bus drive or crunch, simpler transpose, utility gain, utility width for hats, and little EQ shell flicks. Keep it limited. Pick 2 to 4 core targets across your whole rack. This is where advanced producers stay disciplined. Step 5. Make hits talk using micro pitch and filter. Go to your snare pad, open simpler, and find transpose. Back in the clip envelopes, choose simpler transpose for that pad. Now draw a very subtle pitch tug. On the hit, it's at 0, 10 to 30 milliseconds after, dip it down by something like minus 0.3 to minus 1 semitone, then return quickly to 0. That tiny downward tug creates that heavy, techy, neuro-ish pull on the snare. It's small, but your brain reads it as attitude. On hats, do the opposite kind of subtlety. Automate auto-filter frequency just a little, so hats open and close on offbeats. That mimics performance. And for darker rollers, here's a cool trick. Instead of opening hats over time, automate them slightly more closed on certain steps. Energy comes from rhythm and movement, not just brightness. Step 6. Micro reverb throws. The DNB safe way. Create a return track with hybrid reverb. Go algorithmic for clean control. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. High pass the reverb, at least 250 Hz, often higher. We do not want low mid fog smearing the break. Now on a snare slice, turn up sende a bit so you can hear the reverb when it's active. Then in the MIDI clip envelopes, choose mixer and then send for that pad's chain. Draw a quick bump on a specific hit, like the last snare of bar 2 or bar 4. Normally it's at 0. On the throw hit, bump it to maybe 15 to 40%, then immediately back down. That's a throw. Intentional, short, and it doesn't wash the whole loop. Quick pro move. If your throws still feel too big, don't only lower the send. Also shorten the decay and raise the reverb high pass. DNB reverb is usually bright and filtered, not big and cloudy. Step 7. Edited stutters and gates without overcomplicating it. Add auto pan to a snare or hat pad chain. Set amount to 100%, shape to square, phase to 0 degrees, and rate to 1/16 or 1/32. Now you don't leave it on all the time. You micro automate the amount parameter. Keep it at 0, then for a tiny moment, jump it to 100, then back to 0. That creates a tight gate, like a momentary beat repeat chop, without needing to reach for a special device. Again, if you hear clicks, use tiny ramps or trigger the gate slightly pre-transient. Step 8. Turn your loop into an 8-bar evolution without drawing huge arrangement automation. Duplicate a 2-bar clip across 8 bars, then edit clip envelopes per clip. That's the power of clip envelopes, per clip micro motion, without clutter. A simple evolution plan. Bars 1 to 2, clean groove, light hat filter movement. Bars 3 to 4, add snare drive spikes and a single reverb throw. Bars 5 to 6, add pitch dips on ghost snares and tiny width flicks on hats. Bars 7 to 8, add one gate moment near the end and a heavier transient emphasis on the final snare. And a big arranging principle, build energy with density and motion, not just volume. Add a couple extra hat hits. Slightly change how often a drive spike happens, slightly shift filter openness. Loud systems reward movement more than they reward turn it up. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, automating too many things at once. If everything is moving, nothing is a feature. Choose a few high-impact targets. Second, overdoing distortion spikes. If your snare turns into a square block and loses crack, back off drive and consider a post-EQ cut in the harsh zone, often 4 to 8 kHz. Third, micro automation fighting the groove. If edits feel late or confusing, check note timing and velocity. Nudge notes first. Fourth, reverb throws flooding low mids. Filter the return, always. Fifth, forgetting gain staging inside the drum rack. One slice being 3 dB louder will make you misjudge all your automation. Now, extra advanced coaching to level this up. Use Capture MIDI to harvest happy accidents. Jam on pads, tweak knobs, get messy. Then hit Capture MIDI. After you've cut the performance, replace the messy recorded automation with clean clip envelope gestures only where it mattered. Also consider building a macro system per pad. Group your pad effects into an audio effect rack. Map a few key parameters to macros like byte, air, crack, space, and automate the macros instead of hunting through devices. and one of my favorite advanced ideas, split transient versus tail. Duplicate a key slice to a second pad. One pad is transient focused with a shorter decay. The other is tail focused, quieter, and used for width, throws, and filtering. That way your punch stays stable while your tail does the fancy stuff. Finally, when you get a two-bar loop that feels unreal, print it. Resample to audio. Then slice that audio again into a new drum rack. Second generation slicing is how people get those impossibly detailed breaks. Your editing edits. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. Slice a break to drum rack. Make a two-bar rolling loop with a two-step, a handful of hats, and a couple ghost notes. Choose one pad, main snare, and automate only two things. A saturator drive spike on just one snare hit, and a single send a reverb throw on the last snare of a phrase. Choose one hat slice, and automate auto filter frequency subtly on the offbeats. Then bounce it to audio and listen. The goal is, it feels more alive, but you don't notice the edits until you mute them. That's usually the sweet spot. Quick recap to end. Slice to drum rack so every slice can have its own processing. Use clip envelopes for surgical, hit-level automation. Target a few parameters that matter. Filter, drive, pitch, send throws, transient shaping. Create evolution by duplicating clips and changing envelopes per clip, not by drawing huge arrangement lanes. And for heavier DNB, keep edits tight, filtered, and intentional. Controlled motion is what makes it hit. If you tell me which break you're using, like Amen, Think, or a modern clean break, and whether you want crusty jungle swing or tight neuro roll, I can suggest a specific slice map and 3 to 5 automation gestures that fit that aesthetic exactly.